go up, make a little light.
No, no, no.
Take it off. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. This is a real pleasure being able to. Well, this is the beginning of my strip. Let me see if I can pinch it. There we go. Are we okay? We're cool. I don't think they can. Well, I think by the time we do it, you'll be able to see it. I think you'll be able to see it. It's a pleasure once again to come to the RSC meeting and be able to present my something special to the attendees. As always, I try to pick something that's challenging and interesting and, you know,
something no one else would do.
You never know. But what I want to do now is try to get everything in within my time slot. And that's the most important thing, because I decided I was going to finally do some slides along with the material. So hopefully we can coordinate everything and I don't fall off the stage at the same time. We probably all know that everybody who's given presentations here probably has some grounding in the subject material that they're working on. And, you know, I'm not any different. I've been well grounded in the subject material that I'm involved with here. My early days growing up in Cleveland, going to that edifice that you see on the cover of my handout, which is the Roxy Theater. When you, at your leisure, look at everything in that picture, because there's all kinds of telltale stories of what was happening with the burlesque scene. So you'll enjoy that. And then later, when I was a student at Bowling Green State University, our trips up to the town hall in Toledo, which was run by then retired stripper Rose LaRose. So what we're going to be hearing are also, in this beginning part of the talk, are the two songs that kind of like set me on to this venture. But first, I'd like to play, before anything else, I'd like it to set the tone by playing the entire version of Peter and Gordon's song about probably one of the world's first and most famous of all strippers, Lady Godiva. I'm going to cut the treble down just a little bit.
She made a ride to cause the scene in the town.
There you go.
Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees. All the cats who dig striptease praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her. Dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake. Hey, Lady Godiva. He directs Certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her. 'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair lying on the barber's floor doesn't need it long anymore.
There we go with the first the first full-fledged wonderful recording of Peter and Gordon doing Lady Godiva. However, the next two songs I want to play are two of the probably the most famous and prominent songs that were on the Billboard charts that related to strip-teasing in the burlesque show. The first is the ever-popular strip polka originally written by Johnny Mercer and first recorded by Johnny in 1942, but at the same time on the Billboard charts fighting for position were the Andrews Sisters version, which was released in October of 42, while Johnny's version came out in August of 1942, and then Alvino Ray and his orchestra in September of 1942 on Bluebird, Andrews Sisters were on Decca, and the Columbia recording of Kay Kaiser, which came out also 1 week later on the charts in September of 1942 from Alvino Ray's. In Billboard magazine, I was able to find the announcements of these records, and you have to remember that the Johnny Mercer recording, which was, as you can see, 103, was, you know, in the very fledgling state of Capitol Records when it was just first coming, you know, coming into vision, and so it was kind of like a special thing to have Johnny sing a song about burlesque as one of the first recordings on Capitol Records. And at that time, Billboard announced the recording of the strip polka as thus: Johnny Mercer, the disc-minded executive, but that was the song that was on the flip side of the record. Bob's up here singing two of his own compositions to some fine accompaniment from Freddie Slack's new band. Main interest centers in the strip polka side, which embodies a clever, typically Mercer lyric about the stripper who strips best to polka time. Remember, you got to have a gimmick from Gypsy. Their gimmick is polka. You always had to have a gimmick. Ensemble boys and unbilled girl combo pitch in with some amusing vocal efforts too. Mercer does a swell selling job on his own, carrying most of the side in neat rhythmical fashion. On other side is a foul ball. Lyrics too involved for easy listening and melody uninteresting. So you can see that strip polka was going to get the airplay, the A side. And then in black bold lettering underneath, machines in taverns and many other spots will welcome the strip side, which is funny enough and melodious enough for plenty of replays. Polkas are popular these days, and this one has double interest. Now, following this, we're going to play the other wonderful song that probably even more so set me on this trail of a wondrous venture, is the 1961 song by the Coasters called Little Egypt, Ying Yang. It was also covered by Elvis Presley about this time. But the wonderful way in which the Coasters sing this, you are almost there in the show, you're listening to the wonderful music, and you have you can feel the tension in the audience by the sneering, sort of like laughing repartee among the members of the Coasters singing group. So what we're going to do is play part of the strip polka by Johnny Mercer, and then we're going to listen to Egypt, Little Egypt by the Coasters.
Hey, let's listen and have some fun to the gay lyrics of Handsome Harry Grunewald. There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May. And she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front while the band beats it up. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. Hits corn. Johnny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's a fast moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Drop around, take it in.
It's the best in the West.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
You can yell like the rest.
Take her off when it's over.
She's a peach when she's dressed.
But she stops. And always just in time,
time, time. Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Mr. Polka time,
church bells will chime. Mr. Polka time.
Step right up, folks, and see little Egypt.
Oh, I got the wrong side. Somebody photographed the wrong side. Oh.
She talks. She
forget it.
On her belly like a reptile. Yeah. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up and when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting wearing nothing but a button. Texas on a tour. She laid her hair down and she did the hoochie coochie real slow. When she did a special number on a zebra skin, I thought she'd stop the show. Let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and I'm taking care of shopping at the store. Cause we've got seven kids and all day long they crawl around the floor. Singing, yeah.
That was probably one of my most favorite of all coaster songs.
Maybe you flip the slider on, we got the other side.
Yeah, I think that'll be the way it's going to be. And of course, as with anyone who frequents a burlesque show, undoubtedly there's all types of sensual entertainment that is presented to you, all the way from the barker at the door trying to lure you in until you get down and sit down, maybe if you're lucky in the front row, that undoubtedly you're smelling the aroma of thousands of other bald-headed men with raincoats. Either on or off. But undoubtedly, in addition to the visual entertainment that you are going to be engaged in, you'll also engage in a wonderful musical entertainment. And the musical entertainment in the form of any grouping of musical instruments that they could get together at that time to accompany whatever was going to happen on stage, which could include either the stripper or intermission music, as if there was an intermission in a burlesque show, and music to accompany the comedians. And most people who didn't frequent burlesque shows really maybe were not exactly aware of the kind of music or the oomph that was in that music until David Rose in 1962 with his MGM recording of The Stripper, which of course was completely out of context with the type of music that Rose was actually recording most of the time. He would be using a lot of wonderful heavy strings, lush strings in his orchestrations. But it actually began 4 years prior to the release of the record, when it was meant to be an incidental music in a production that they needed his music, background music for a strip. And so this incidental music, on the prodding of a number of different record executives, finally persuaded him to not only first introduce the song, but also to then later release it on the album called The Stripper. Funny thing is, when you listen to the album, that is the only song, again, related to that medium. And so the rest of the songs are just wonderfully arranged songs by David Rose. And this is the wonderful The Stripper. Now, what we're going to do, in addition, we're going to play The Stripper, and then we're going to follow in with copies on other, mostly minor labels, but a number of major labels, trying to attempt to imitate the music that was found in the various strip joints. And if any of you have been to these shows, I'm not saying if, but the situation arises that most of these musicians aren't always of the highest caliber. The problem you have with records when they're issued is that you tend to have musicians that can play well and the music is well arranged. So what you're going to hear is music that probably is more or less typifies the music in a burlesque house. But it's still a little too polished. But as you go through and listen to the various arrangements, you will hear all types of musical variations and combinations, so that, you know, sort of typifying the type of conglomeration that had to be gathered to, you know, to furnish the music for a burlesque show. So we're going to open up with The Stripper, and then you're going to hear a medley of songs taken from other albums, which are sort of like copycat albums from the various strip music releases. So we're going to now start with The Stripper. There are two variations of this album. This one here is a photograph, and there's another one which is a drawn version of the same album cover. Pardon? I wonder if anybody could focus it better. Maybe I can do it. I guess I'm wired. I'm coming down the aisle, folks.
Coming down the
runway. Let's see, are we doing good? Did we get it? I think we got it. Do we got it now, Mike? Recognize this as Some of These Days by a group called The Cousins. These slides are just in random order here. Oh, you notice something? All right, that's right. You notice right here? See right here on both sides and the edge, there are two little notches. That was supposed to be a G string. The record was sold with a G string. And I've talked to someone else I know who owns the record. He doesn't have the G string either. And I said, well, let's get together. Maybe we can make G strings and put. And then I kept thinking, no, I'm not into making G strings. But I remember seeing this when it first was sold in Higbee's in Cleveland in the late 1950s. This is the one, probably was one of the biggest seller, you know, strip records, because it was on the Somerset label, and you know that those were cheap, and you can find them everywhere. Some of the titles that I found on these albums included Empty Mattress Blues, many versions of Frankie and Johnny, G-String Twist, Mighty Like a Broad. You notice a lot of the copying of the graphic design. And some of the advertising gimmicks on these records said, bonus, free G-string, history of stripping, music to make marriage merrier, hear the new sound of today, tonight a fun-filled party program, as if you were going to take these albums and play them somewhere and do something with them, right? Wrong. This is the one undoubtedly the stripper would have about maybe three or four veils, and then they would be removed one at a time. But it's so wonderful to have it to a Irving Berlin song anyway. This and Caravan are probably the ones that are most played. I found a predominance of both Harlem Nocturne and Caravan. This will be the last in that medley then. I find that there are many songs, as we heard earlier with Strip Polka and Lady Godiva and Little Egypt, songs about stripping, but a number of very humorous songs sung by people who kind of saw stripping from a very jaded viewpoint. And I found a grouping of songs which I think are very appropriate for this presentation. The first one is called At the Burlesque Show, and it's At the Burlesque Show, which is written and performed by Rufus Schaffner. The record was released on the Fortune record label out of Detroit, probably in the mid to late 50s, and it was on an album called The Tattooed Lady. And the original cover, you know, was drawn on, and then later was censored by another cover, which was scotch taped over the front cover. Then we're going to go into our friend, everybody's friend, Larry Vincent from the famous Pearl label, doing that wonderful song, Striptease, where he sings about his wife is a striptease dancer. And I think we'll play those two right away. I want to get those two so that we can enjoy them. I think we're ready to go now.
Was you ever at a burlesque show where the girls all lined up in a row? There's nobody seem to be ashamed when the girls start to shed the things they're making goo-goo wild. At the burlesque show, when the red hot women, they begin to swing, all the bald-headed men don't miss a thing. All the big panties look till their eyes get sore, clean up my focals and the peeps some more. The body tries to get a front seat, well, they can peep and peep and peep at the red hot queen of the burlesque show.
Some more high-class stuff. My wife's a striptease dancer, so when she comes home from the burlesque show, my troubles and my woes have just begun. Her mind is always on her work. She lives it night and day. She even does her strip routine before she hits the hay. I park myself upon the bed. I put my hands behind my head. She starts the exhibition. You think I paid admission? She turns on the radio, then starts walking to and fro. I'm married to a striptease dancer.
Wonderful stuff. I'm sure we're not going to play any of, at least now, any more of Vincent's music. But I think this was Larry Vincent and the Pearl Boys, which was the same as LV and the Lookout Boys. Recorded on a number of different names, but we all knew it was our wonderful friend Larry. Even though the Burlesque Show turned out and produced a wonderfully awful dearth of comedians who, of course, later went on to fame and fortune, such as, you know, Abbott and Costello, Pinky Lee. But there are a number of comedians who possibly performed in burlesque shows who carried their comedy routine to other types of venues, such as phonograph recordings, and other types of venues where, if you, any of you remember my presentation a number of years ago about our good friend Ray Bourbon, RAY/RAE, the final album on his recorded series on the UTC label was called Ladies of Burlesque. And this is at the burlesque show, his sort of like sing-song poetry sketch of at the burlesque show, followed by, strip queen. Okay, strip queen. And then Siege Zibreo on the Ace label, the Cajun comic. Wonderful small sketch on burlesque show. And then finally, a person who undoubtedly cut his eye teeth at a burlesque show, as a comic on the burlesque show, is Red Fox, doing Ugly Stripper. Pardon? We'll get a ribbon.
Will you get those things out of the wings? You know I'm fixing to go on. Standing here in the exit and everybody running over those curls like a bunch of heifers. Get out of the way. Stage manager, you heard me. Maria, give me my atomizer, quick. My God, what are you putting that thing? Castor oil or something? Tastes awful. I starred in the Metropolitan Opera for years and years and years. I sang Pagliacci. And Carmen Mad of Butterfly till I bored the public to tears. And when I sang Il Trovatore, ye got it with something gruesome. And when I finished the aria, they never screamed cheers, the bastards always threw them. And for all those years I suffered until I finally got wise. I could make a lot more dough showing my hips and my thighs.
So by that time, Khaleesi don't punch Klebei, say, shite, man, eh? That's pretty. Klebei say, yeah, he said, that's pretty, all right, but he said, I don't see nothing with that. He said, you don't pay you money for that. He said, I don't thought that's too much. Khaleesi say, oh, my shite, say, something wrong with your eyes. He said, just look on that. He said, man, don't that look like two cupcakes with a resin on top? Klebei said, yeah. He said, that's true. But he said, ain't your wife got the same thing? He said, oh, she got two pancakes with prunes.
You know, you see me a lot of times. You see in the newspaper where I be working in George with, you know, burlesque girls working, take off stuff. Did I ever tell you about the girls working up Strip City? You know, usually they holler to the girls, take it off, take it off. It was one girl there so ugly they hollered, leave it on, leave it on.
And we could go on forever, undoubtedly. The next three I want to play are three songs from musicals which are based on striptease and burlesque shows. The first, of course, which we all remember from 1959, the musical, then later the film, the musical in 59 and film in 1962 of Gypsy, based on the life of Gypsy Rose Lee. There are only about two songs that more or less sing about striptease, one in very particular, which is You Gotta Have a Gimmick, sung by Faith Dane and a number of other singers. You'll just be hearing Faith on the opening portion of the song, You Gotta Have a Gimmick. And then from a musical from, I think it was late 1980s, from a musical called Kaboom, which was about the conflagration of the earth except for, I think, five or six people. And it was called, the musical is called Kaboom. The song which was sung and danced to by one of the principals is called Bump and Grind for God. And then the last one, which was taken from a musical from 1985 starring Ben Vereen, a song called, musical called The Grind. And this is the theme, the title song from that musical.
Grind your behind till you're banned. But you gotta get a gimmick if you want to get a hand. You can sacrifice your sacro working in the back row. Bump in a dump till you're dead. Kid, you gotta get a gimmick if you want to get a head. You can
Yes,
burlesque
go ahead.
Was born.
I'm just gonna tell him.
So I and I and I but I do it with a
I am told I have to cut. I am told I have to cut. I'm going to give a quick rundown. Just on the last ones, I was going to play a recording of a candy butcher. The young man who sells them your wonderful candy with the $5 bill stuck underneath some of the wrappers. Psychology of a Striptease Dancer, which would be Gypsy Rose Lee talking over and over again her well-worn story about her life in burlesque. And then the wonderful song, Updating the Striptease Scene, with John May all doing Tabletop Girl. And then the final song, which I just knew I wouldn't get on, was a wonderful version of Male Stripper. If you wanted to get into Hot Cop Drag, we could have listened to that song too. Thank you very much, and if there's any questions, I'd like to entertain them, or let me entertain you. Thank you. Are there any questions, remarks, or anything? No reprise, no... Thanks a lot, Toby. Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay.
Okay.